Greetings, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the seventh Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah that's going to take us on an interesting tangent in the series of Mishnayot, dealing with questions that Rabbi Akiva asked his teachers in different contexts. The first one starts with an issue of multiple chiyuvim, which is, of course, why it's here, and we move on to several other tangential issues, which, of course, are of interest. Amar Rabbi Akiva, this is Mishnah Zion, and again, it's on Tadvav Amud Aleph Masachet Kretot. Sha'altin Rav Gamliel v'Rav Yeshua bit lis shel Emmaus shel chuli kach behemal mishtei benosh Rav Gamliel. So they went to the town of Emmaus to buy food, to buy an animal for the wedding party of Rav Gamliel's son, and he went with Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel, and he asked them the question on the way. He asked Rav Gamliel. He asked them both. Ba'alachoto v'alachota viv v'alachoti mo mahu. And we are assuming here that this is, these are three different people. Alright, so it's this sister, it's his father's sister, and it's mother's sister. Chavachat al kulan, chavachat kol achat v'chat. We're assuming here, of course, that this is behelam, helam achat. And, question is, chayv once or three times. Amru lo lo shamanu. They said, we don't, haven't heard a tradition on that. Ala shamanu, but we have heard the following. Aba al chamesh na sham nidot behelam achat. If a man has a few wives, and they're all nida, and behelam achat he has beer with all of them, shaychava kol achat ve'achat. Right? V'ro'esh ani shadvarim kal v'chomer. Ro'imanu shadvarim kal v'chomer. And it seems to be kal v'chomer here, where each one of these women also has a different shame. These women all have the same shame, they're nidot. And here it is, these are different shemot, achot, achot aviv, achot imo, and different people. Let's see if that's the case. The Gemara immediately says, Echidami, ilaymer kediktani maiti boile. If it's really the way that it's presented to us, then what's the question? Hare shemot mukhlakin or gufin mukhlakin? They're different isurim and different people. Alahachitani, it must be abal achot aviv, shehi achot imo, chayav achat al kulan, chayav kol achat veachat. Meaning, what happens if you have relations with Achot Aviv, who is also Achot Imo, which is theoretically possible? Are you chayev for both of them, or only for one? Mahu mi amrin and harei shemot muchlakein. After all, it's one woman, but she's got different isurim on her. Odem harein gufin muchlakein, but she's only one person, so one chiyuv. Amru lo lo shamanu, al shamanu abal chamesh tashav nidot, vat achat, shu shem achad, shechava kol achad v'achad v'shum nida. If you have five women, and you have beer with all of them, behelam echad, they're all nida, you're chayiv five. For inush advarim kal v'chomer, what's their kal v'chomer? Ma ba chamesh tashav nidot v'at achad shi shem achad chayiv, kol achad v'chad, as we established, achoto, shehi achot aviv, shehi achot imo. So, and we'll see how that plays out, how that could happen, but if it's his sister, who's also his father's sister, and also his mother's sister, shen gimel shemot, en odin sheichav kol achad v'chad. Now, of course, that can easily be challenged. These are five different women in the case of the Nidot. Ela Amar Kra comes from the following. Ervat Achoto Gila, which we saw at the very beginning of our Masachet. L'chayv al Achoto, Shehi Achot Aviv, Shehi Achot Imo. As we saw the drasha there, the extra words, Ervat Achoto Gila, are there to tell me that you're also chayav independently for the three versions of Achot, even in one woman. So how could this play out? Rishia bar Rishia. Meaning, the only way that you could have achotoshi, achotavi, achotimo, is if you have a wicked son, the son of a wicked son. Let's see how it plays out. Shibalimo, the first guy had beer with his mother. That's pretty bad. Folich de banot. And they had two daughters. Alright, so it's daughter A and daughter B, who are also sisters to, this perpetrator. Chazar v'alachat mihen. Then he had relations with one of them, v'holid ben, and they had a son. Now, who is this son? This son is his son. This son is also the son of his daughter, which makes him his grandson. And let's keep going. Uvab beno alachot imo achot imo. Shehi Achot Aviv. Now this younger son, the second son, the youngest generation here, had bia with the other sister. Who's that other sister? That's Achot Imo. That's daughter B. He's also Achoto B. because they share the same father. And it's also Achot Aviv, because she's the sister of his father. That's the only way they could play out. All right, and that's where Rabbi Yekiva asked the question. Tan Rabbanan. Let's say you had multiple biot with the same problematic person. And by the way, it's all by Halam Echad, and Rabbi Eliezer's position is separate acts, even by Halam Echad, separate chiyuvim. Chomim eno chayv al achat. Modim chacham no Rabbi Eliezer, v'al chamesh ashar nidot v'at achat, shu chayv al kol achat v'achat, hu garam lahen. In other words, if you have, in this, the case that we have in Mishnah, five wives who are all nidot, and he has bia with all of them, behelam achad, he is chayav on each one of them, because he, of course, the one who caused it, meaning each one of them is separate. That's the statement. Amar Rav Rav Nachman. Mi amir hoevu garam lahen. What does that mean? Atanya, hu behelam achad, vihi b'chamesh halamot. Let's say that he has, just with one wife, bia with her five times. He forgot it was Asr, she forgot it was Asr, but in between each one she remembered, and he never remembered. Hu eno chayev al achat, v'hi chayev at akol achat v'achat. He's only chayev once because he had one shogeg, she's chayev for each one. Ela ema hu el v'gufin muchlakin. The real reason that he's chayev for all five wives is because they're separate bodies. Now, Ibayalu, now the question, we're going to take this into Shabbat. Katsar v'katsar mali am Rabbi Eliezer. What would Rabbi Eliezer say about a case where you forgot that the Ketzira was Asur in Shabbat, and you cut two stalks? Is it Tamar Rabbi Lozer Hatamishum Dehu Avatartin? Is it because in the case of the multiple, the single wife, we had multiple biot, he did two separate things? Here also he cut and he cut. Odilma Tamar Rabbi Lozer Hatamishum Deif Sharlo Larvan the Viot Zubazu. Maybe it's because one bia can't overlap with the other bia, the separate acts. So lachim ablozer chayv kol achad v'achad. Maybe it's not because they're separate acts, but there's acts that by definition have to be separate. Aval katzar kegroger v'chazar v'katzar kegroger b'alam achad. Let's say you cut the shear and you cut another shear. Alam achad. Kana shalol arev shtei groger v'achad. You could have done them both in one clip. Eno chayv al achad. So perhaps you only chayv one. And what did Rabbi Eliezer say about that? My. He says, Rabbi Lazar's reason for the multiple chiyuvim for one ishto nida of several biot, so she did several acts. Achanamihu avatarti, same thing here, he did two. That's Rabbi. Rav Yosef from our Tamid, Rabbi Lazar, Eliezer Hatam, Deif Sharlarvan, he takes the other position. He says, it's because you can't combine the two things. If you could mix them together, then you'd only be chayev once, and therefore, in the case of Katsar, since you could do both Ksirot together, you only chayiv once. So, Eitav Abayil Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayiv Al Vlade Melachot, Mokom Avon Melachot. Very famous sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and we're going to see more of it here. Then he says, you're chayav for a tolda even when you do an av. So, for instance, if you plant something and then you water a plant, that's a tolda of Zriya. So everybody else would say, if you forgot that Zeriah was Usher, planted, and then watered some other plant on that same forgetfulness, be chayiv once. He said, you're chayiv twice. Ha'ava abvat achat patur. The implication is that Rabbi Lezer says, you're chayiv for doing a tolda because it's a different act. But if you were to do the same act over again, you'd be patur for the second time. And if you, Rabbah, think that Rabbi Lezer's, Eliezer's reason for saying you're chayiv twice is because you did two acts, two biot, so am I potter? Why would you be potter if you did an av and an av? And now we're comparing Shabbat to other Isurim. Amar Brei Rabbanan, Anav Rav Nechumi Bar Zacharia Tagimna. We solved it. Hachamaskinim B'dalita Mudleit Agabei Te'ina. If you have, let's say, some from an arbor, something hanging right over a fig tree. Tzatzan V'atachat. You cut the two separate things in one time. Shumach Mechayiv Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Hoel V'shemot Muchlakin V'gabufin Muchlakin. Because one is a ksira of Tena, one is the other of a grape arbor. And they're separate bodies, therefore he says you're chayiv twice. Techavata katsar v'katsar hechem ishkachat ladim iftar. So if that's the case, where would you have a case for your patur? Shekartash tegrogot v'atachat. If you had two stalks, let's say, and they're both kashir, and you cut them with one cut. Chazargogor, chazar v'katsar grogot chayav. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would say, if you cut a stalk, and then you turn around and cut another stalk, you'd be chayiv twice. Okay, next Mishnah. V'yotcha Rabbi Kiva, Eivra Medul Delet Bebehima. This is something we had in Chulin. What happens if an animal has a limb hanging off it, mahu, meaning is they have a status of Eiver Min HaChai or not. Amru lo, lo shamanu. Al shamanu, we heard something similar. Eiver Min HaDodot ba'adam shu tahor. If a limb is hanging off of a live person, the limb is tahor. V'chach hayu mukesh shechin osin v'shalayim. This is people who had a terrible disease of some sort of skin ailment, but it really wrecked their body. And they wanted to make sure that they were tahorim. And they had to amputate a limb. So holech lo erev Pesach etz rofe. They'd go to the rofe and they would cut it. How would they amputate it? Ashmi neach bo kisara. They would cut it until the point that there was just a fair little bit of skin holding that limb on. Then they'd stick a pin in it into the wall, and then he'd walk away and leave it behind. He could go do a Pesach, and the Rofe could do a Pesach. Nobody was Tame. Right? And therefore we see that as long as it's still connected, it's Tahor. It's only when it fully comes off that it's Tame. And at that point, he disconnects with the body. He didn't touch it, so therefore he was Tahor. They said, so Kavachomer with the Behemah, that it should not be Tamei as long as it's still connected at all. We'll see what that Kal V'chomer is, and we'll see more too. Tana Tam. Hamochek et hakshrisha. Hasochet bisaro v'chsuto. Let's say that you have a cabbage or something that's filled with water, and you're pushing it to get the water out. Or you're squeezing out your hair or your garment. Mashkesh betocho einam b'chiyutan. Any of the liquid that's inside that stuff, it's not considered liquid that came biratzon, therefore not machshir l'tuma. But tzimmerayin kuchiyutan, the one that comes out is. That's a halacha about hechshir zraim. Amar Shmuel, ukresha atzma ukshara, but the cabbage itself is mukshar. My tama b'shat prisha mimenu ukshara, as the water left it, it was machshirit, meaning at the point of contact. Good. Now, what his point is that when there's an item that can only be metameh when it comes out, as it comes out, it touches the piece that it's leaving, it's metameh it. But that doesn't work because matan pesach v'echo it's a rofe. In our case, you go to the doctor, and what happens? He walks away from that limb, and the limb stays connected to the wall, and he's tahor. My b'shapri shatanuch shar. If you think that there is a connection when it separates, the minute that aver's off, it's metame, like aver min achai, which is metame like an avela. And therefore, this guy should be tame. So the answer is Karam Rav Yosef, benitazin machol kochan. We're talking about a case where you shoot it and with all its energy, meaning you really push it out so that it's in a single spurt. So where did Rav Yosef say that phrase originally? Aha! Zav u'tmeimet shayu mahalchim. So you have a zav and a tmeimet, and they're walking in the area, you do all them kshamim, and then it started raining on them. V'yishasochtin, and mitzad al-yom, mitzad al-tachton, even though they squeeze out from their hair and their garments, down, tohorim, she'in machashvin ela she'itzu mikulan. They want the water just to leave them. Yatzu mikulan are machshirin. But if they all come out, then they're machshirin, because that's exactly what they wanted. So Rav Yosef says, you know how it works, that it's not machshir them? If they shoot it out quickly and with one shot, then it really is not still connected to them, just like with this Eiver. Okay, the od sha'alu sha'alu Rabbi Kiru. Kiru asked another question. Hashochet chamisha zvachim b'chutz b'alamachat. So you forgot that you're not allowed to do shchut echutz. You took five korbanot and shechted them all outside. Mahu? Again, chayla kol achad v'chat o alachad kulan. And these questions have a theme. Amru lo lo shamanu. Again, Rabbi Shua Magamliel said we didn't hear a tradition on that, but Amru Rabbi Shua shamati, I did hear something. Biochel mizevach echad mechamisha tamchuyin v'alamachat. And here is Rabbi Shua with his famous ruling about the bowls, that if you have one korban and you put it into five different bowls, and you're tamei, right? and you're not in the mikdash, you're not using it as a korban, and you ate from each one of these bowls. Shuchayv kol achad v'achad mishum milah. Shuchayv mi'ila for each one. V'ranisha dvarim kal v'chomer. And so I think that there's a kal v'chomer here when it comes to shchut echutz because they're separate animals. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon has a whole different take on this conversation two generations later. Lokach shel Rabbi Kiva. My Rabbi Kiva didn't ask that question. Ela ba'ochel notar mechamisha zvachim ela machat. You have five different korbanot. They all went over their time, and you ate a kazayit from each one, forgetting that notar was aser. Chayv achad al kulano, chayv kol achad v'achad. Again, we're dealing with gufin muchlakin. And Amru lo lo shaman. Mishua, shamati mochav mizavachav mechamishat uvchav tuchinu halam achad shuchayel kol achad veachad. Shum milav. V'rani shavim kal v'chomer. So the same answer and the same kal v'chomer. Amru Rabbi Kiva. And now Rabbi Kiva gave an answer in that second version. Im halacha nekabel. If you have a tradition, fine. Im ledin yesh tshuva. But if you're saying it as a kal v'chomer, I've got an answer to your kal v'chomer. Amar lo hashev. So your Yeshua said to a student, respond, let's hear your breakup of the kal v'chomer. Amar velo. Im amarte b'me'ila shasaba tamachil ko'ochel tamanekeneneh. In me'ila, both parties are guilty. The one who feeds and the one who eats. The one who gets benefit and the one who gives the benefit. Everybody's guilty for me'ila. So tzirev tamila v'zman meruba. So therefore, I'm not surprised that me'ila will count over courses of time, and each one will be chayav. From a notar, shemino achat me'ilu. Notar has none of that. Notar is just a person who eats it. That's it. Is chayav. So perhaps there's only one chiyuv for all five. Now, my kashla Rabbi Shimon. Why was Rabbi Shimon bothered by the first version of the report that he said that wasn't what happened? The answer is achik kashla. My rayal is shochet me'ochel. If Rabbi Kiva really asked about shochet, then how would the answer from eating multiple parts of an animal that are in different bowls be an answer? Malochol chicken nana. When you're eating, you're getting a knot. How could that be an answer? And so therefore, his question must have been about eating. Elakach shalo achal notar mechamisha zvachim alamachat mahu. Hamachol achad vachad 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 vachad. Right? And now, what's his kal v'chomer? Ma mizevach achad shein gufin mukhlakin. If it's one korban, which is not a separate body, cheva kol achad v'chad b'shum tam chuyin mukhlakin, you're chayv for each one because they're in separate bowls. Chamisha zvachim, so five different korbanot that you're eating from, to gufin mukhlakin lo kol shekein. So I'm Shimon. So that was the original version. It says, lo kach sha'alo, elo be'ochel notar mechamisha zvachim be'alam achad. In other words, Rabbi Shimon said, the question could not have been about shechita, it must have been about achila. Chayav kol achad kol achad kol achad achad. Malo b'shabbat no shamanim b'shuah b'shabbatim achad mizevach achad mechamishat achim b'achad achad. Shemivah b'varim shal kol achomer. So it's replayed. Now I'm another Bekeeper. Bekeeper came back and said, "Imal achad kabel." And if not, then I have a response to your kol achomer. And my response is the meila is much more chamur. Question is, kibar b'shuah lahat shuvah b'kibar lo. Did Rabbi Shua accept Rabbi Kiva's response and back down and say, "You're right. It's not a good comparison." Toshma, let's find out. The Tanya, Achal chamisha chatichot notar mizavach achad, behalam achad mechamisha tamchuyin. Exactly the question that according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva asked. Eino mivi elachatat achad. You only chayiv once, even though there were five different bowls. Ve'alohodashalan, mivi elasham talui achad. And let's say you weren't sure if you did violate it, that it's one asham talui. Mechamisha tamchuyin b'chamesh ha'alaymot, but if you have five different bowls, and each time you remembered it was usher, then forgotten eight, then remembered it was forgotten eight, mevichat al kol achad v'achat, v'odash lehen mevichat asham talui al kol achad v'achat. And if you're each case you're not sure, then there's five asham taluis. But that's only if you remembered in the middle. Now, mechamisha zvachim b'alam achad, but if it's five different korbanot in one halem, chayal al kol achad v'achat. So now, if it was one zevach divided into five chatichot, in five different bowls, then you're only chayiv once. Okay? But if it's from five different zvachim, you'll be chayiv five times. That opinion seems to go against what Rabbi Akiva's position. And it would be an answer to Rabbi Akiva that you are chayiv multiple times. Now, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, me'a filu achal chamisha chatichot mechamisha zvachim elam achat, enu mevi el achatat achat. Yasvekan, enu mevi el asham tolui achat. Okay, and he takes the position that even if you ate from five different korbanot, but it's all in one helem, then you only bring one chatat, and if it's one, and the safek, then one asham talui. Kalosha davar, what's the general rule about the relationship between those two korbanot? Kol shechalukin v'chataot, chalukin v'ashamot. If there are separate chataot, then asham talui, meaning whatever would create separate chataot, the parallel would be a independent asham talui. If it's all one chatat, then in the lo hoda would be one asham talui. Now, achal chamesh chatichot mechamisha tamchuyin mizavach achad lifnei zrikat damim afilu b'alam achad. So you have one korban, you shechted it, you cut it all up and put it into five different bowls, and before zrikat damim, you ate from each one of them. B'alam achad chayel kol achad ve'achad mishum me'ila. You violated me'ila because it was before zrikat damim. But it doesn't say there that for safek you'd be on Hashem Talui. Now, maniha, ilim or bekiva, now remember, for meila, you don't bring a chatat, you bring an asham. So that's going to be part of the issue here. Who could be the author of this statement? Ilim or bekiva can't be a bekiva. Then you know how me say, false fekanam be asham talui. Why? Not a bekiva machayva, safek meila, asham talui. The problem with meila is our general rule is asham talui is only brought for a not unsure violation of something that if you were sure be a chatat. Meila is an asham. Therefore, most people believe that there is no Asham Talui for a Safek Mi'ila. Rabbi Kiva says there is. So since in this Braita we left out that possibility, it can't be Rabbi Kiva. Ela Rabbi Yeshua, it must be Rabbi Yeshua, disagrees with him. And Rabbi Yeshua said that if you have five different halemot, then you bring five chataot, implying if you ate from five different bowls in one halem, you bring only one. So you understand now that Rabbi Yeshua did accept Rabbi Kiva's response and backed down from his own comparison. But the problem is, if it's five different korbanot, even one halem, so that part seems to indicate that Rabbi Yeshua did not accept Rabbi Kiva's point and said you have multiple chiyuvim there. So what are you going to say? The answer is meaning that Braita is later and it represents a mixture of opinions whether or not Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Kiva's piece. The Reisha indicates the position that he did, the Sefer that he didn't. So the answer is, afilatim Rabbi Kiva hi. You could come back and say it really is all Rabbi Kiva. And, ma'aitana samala kavate b'chara, pala gali b'chara. This Tana is representing Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Samala kavate b'halama, about how many chiyuvim you have. Pala gali b'me'ila, but he disagrees with it and says there is no Hashem Talui for me'ila. Now, heichid amihe me'ilot. By the way, how could you have five me'ilot? There's five different things in an ola that are mitzaref, which is habasar, chelev, yayin, salt, and shemen. So if you benefit from all those, you'd have, five me'ilot from different things, different bowls. Chesgibar, ngon shachami, chamishai varim. You could eat from five different limbs of the animal. So, there's parts of the animal that have multiple sides and have enough kazeit, enough shabbat pruta there to have five in one piece. Maybe you fried and then you cooked and you boiled and different things. Or you use different spices and ways of spicing them, and so therefore each order would be in a different bowl and be treated differently, even though they really are from one piece. So pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast here on Daf Tadzayin Amud Aleph for our final podcast in this parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.